welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hello and happy Friday. How's everybody doing? I hope you've had an awesome week. Did you tune in to Tuesday's episode with Danielle Busby? Isn't she just so delightful? I can't think of any other word but delightful. She is so encouraging and inspiring, and she really helps convince me that if she can handle quintuplets and an older daughter, I can accomplish and handle just about anything. So I hope that you enjoyed that episode and had a lot of takeaways, even if your circumstances are different. I mean, probably most of you listening do not have quintuplets, but still, there's so much we can learn from her and her story. Just her outlook. She's so positive about motherhood and about that calling and her role as a mom. And it really helps her to, you know, keep from getting overwhelmed when she can just keep it all in perspective. So thanks, Danielle, for being on the show. That was such a pleasure to chat with her. I can hardly believe it is November. This is just nuts. I hope everyone had a great Halloween, and now we're into November, and before we know it, the holidays are going to be upon us. So today, I just wanted to stop and set you up for success, for getting yourself in the right frame of mind for this Thanksgiving and holiday season. I did something with my kids last year that was really, really meaningful, and I wanted to share it with you so that perhaps you could incorporate it in your own family in your own way this year if you're looking to add something like this. It's called Give with Thanks, and the idea came from a blog called The Small Seed. They have a lot of inspiring content on there, but last year this caught my eye with its beautiful graphics and really genuine, wonderful intent to make your holidays a little more service-minded. And December can get totally bonkers with all these to-dos and places to go and gifts to buy and all of that. But to set yourself up for success for the whole holiday season, we chose last year to do this Give with Thanks challenge where we did acts of service throughout the month. And by focusing on serving others and being grateful, it really helped us by the time Thanksgiving rolled around to really be in the mindset of realizing how blessed we are and how we can bless others. So today I'm going to talk with Melanie Burke, and she's one of the ones that came up with this great idea, and she also designed all the great printables that are available. It's all for free on thesmallseed.com. You can go to extraordinarymomspodcast.com, and I have all the links there for you, and you can just download them, print them on your home computer, or if you want to get it blown up, she's going to give you tips when we chat with her today of how to get those printed and enlarged so that you can have them, you know, for everyone to see in your home. So I'm going to stop talking about the details because I'm going to talk with Melanie about this awesome way to start out your holiday season. So let's get chatting with Melanie. All right. I want to welcome back to the show, Melanie Burke. Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Thanks for having me again.
I'm so excited to have you back. Your episode was very well received on self-image. I'll link to it in the show notes. I can't remember what number it is now that we're like up in the 80s. You're like in the 30s or 40s, I think, but
it was so just many good people and episodes to listen to.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been such a wide variety. And so I think that's what's great is that there's really something for everybody to kind of connect with and resonate with. But your episode was so awesome. So thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited, especially to talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Yes. So let's just jump right in. So last year I did this with my family. Tell the listeners about this wonderful program that you helped to contribute to design and create and everything.
So this started from an experience that I had many years ago when I was just newly married with my husband and we had our first daughter, and it was her first Christmas where she was really old enough to like to actually remember. She was 1 and a half, and you know, as a new parent, I just wanted to give her this magical Christmas. And it was the beginning of December, and my husband had changed careers and had gone back to school, and I had just started working from home at night when my daughter was sleeping, and I was doing pretty well. I had some like good clients I was excited about, but there was a big client that I had, and they weren't paying us, and it was a lot of money to us, and weeks kept getting closer and closer and closer, and they weren't paying. And like the other clients I had also weren't paying, like no one was paying. And it, when you're an entrepreneur, it's sometimes like feast or famine, like you work really, really hard and then there'll be a big payday, you know, and then sometimes, you know, you just don't have anything for a while. And we had saved, but people had gone, I think 6 or 7 weeks without paying us.
Oh, that's so hard.
Like kept sending them the invoices, like, please pay me. I know you are busy, but please pay me, you know. And as we're getting closer and closer to Christmas, and I'm just feeling more and more stressed because I can just see the money in our bank account get lower and lower and lower, you know. Mm-hmm. And we went to get a Christmas tree. I really wanted a Christmas tree to make this magical Christmas. And we went to the Christmas tree place and I thought, well, we can just get like a $10 Charlie Brown tree, you know, like really sad tree. I don't even care. And I think the cheapest tree was like $15 or $20. And my husband looked at me and he's like, we cannot afford this. We cannot buy this right now. He's very practical. I am obviously not.
Want the tree. And, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, and I just like, he was really just strong in this, like, no, we can't afford this. And I was like, you're right. And then we got back in the car. And for whatever reason, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Like, I just remember crying all the way home about this Christmas tree. And just, I think it was more just feeling so defeated that I was working so hard and trying so hard to provide for my family, like little family. And I just felt like such a burden that I was carrying. So frustrated about it. And I just went home and we cried about it some more. and then my husband and I started laughing because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm having a complete meltdown over a tree, you know, like a Christmas tree. Like, this is ridiculous, you know? And I also felt dumb because I was like, the money's going to come. It's eventually going to come. I have a job. I have, you know, I'm really literally having a meltdown over nothing.
We've all been there.
Yeah. But it felt really real and it felt really heavy, you know? And so I had, at that time, I thought like, oh, you know what? We'll do a gratitude tree. Like, I'll put up things that we're grateful for on the door and that'll be it. Well, and then I remember though that night just kind of like in my prayers, just saying, God, like, do you know what I'm really going through? Like, are you aware? Anyways, so then the next day, I was just doing something around the house and there was a knock at the door the next night and I opened the door and there was a Christmas tree. Oh. And nobody knew what was going on. We hadn't told a soul. We looked very normal, you know, like right. And I just remember bursting into tears and it was really quite an ugly tree, but it was the most beautiful tree I've ever seen. It was so beautiful. Aww. I just remember crying every time I would look at that Christmas tree, because to me it was such a symbol of something so much greater, that other people were truly led to bless and be angels in my life at a time that I needed it most, that had no idea that I needed it. And it was just such a sign of something greater, that God loved me and was aware of me and that other people loved me. And, I don't know, it was really life changing and very profound for me. Wow. And after that, we always have thought like, okay, how can we serve? How can we do something? Because that was truly such a life changing thing for me. And so it kind of grew as I partnered with Small Seed, and we were talking about what we could do a few years ago. And I shared that we like to do service, you know, during it, which I think a lot of people do, but we thought, mm-hmm. How can we make this even stronger and better? Like, and so it kind of turned into what we call Give With Thanks, that we always do the month of November. And there's a tree that you can download and print out super big, and it's inspired by the tree, you know, that mm-hmm. is kind of the, where it comes from. And, but it's like a fall tree, and then there's leaves that you can cut out. And then every time, the point of it is for every day during the month of November to do a small act of service. And it doesn't have to be big. You know, it can be right. Very simple. It can be writing a letter, calling someone. But then you put up a leaf for on the tree for every act of service that you do. So the beginning is just bare branches. And then you can see the tree become full of leaves. And it's really wonderful for children, because when you do service, a lot of times you don't get to see, you know, what you do, have the impact that it makes. But for your children, I think being able to see the leaves by the end of the month, or even halfway through, that fill the tree, and to be like, for my kids to see, like, I put up that leaf. It's from what I did. You know, I helped my sister make her bed today, or I delivered flowers to a neighbor, or, you know, I wrote a hand around that. It's so simple, but I think to physically see it, anyways, it's been such a powerful thing for our family and just such a blessing for us.
I love it. And why did you choose to do it in November instead of around the holidays, like in December?
Well, I feel like December gets so busy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just so much going on. And I feel like in November, and I also think that it's so easy to get, you know, wrapped up in the, I love to create. I love giving gifts. I will be the first to admit I love Christmas. I totally get swept up on every year. I promise my husband, like, I'm not going to overdo it this year. And I always do. But so for me, I notice a big difference when I start in November about focusing on others, that it helps me going into the holidays really focus on what matters most. And that it comes down to our relationships with people and how we look up for people and not being so worried about the, you know, I feel like it just gets so busy. That being said, we always do this in November, and this is on the small seat. But this year only, we are doing something special the month of December. And so we're actually changing, even though I said we always miss November. Just this year, I promise next year I'll be back to November. But just this year, we will be actually doing this challenge in December for something special.
Okay.
That we've that a lot of people will be doing and rolling out for like a daily service challenge for the month of December that has a lot more people on board. So we decided it'd be best to move ours so that people didn't do 2 months straight of service.
Right.
That sounds exhausting.
A little overwhelming.
Basically, we should all be serving a little bit every day, right? Like, right. That's the ideal. But
yeah. And so that information for the December service project will be on the Small Seed shortly.
Yes.
But I will link to last year's article or last year's.
Yeah, last year's Give Me Thanks. Yeah. I mean, and if this is a better fit for your family, which I feel like then please do it the month of November. It's really powerful and amazing. And I'm kind of sad. I'm excited for the one in December, but I'm like, oh, but I really like November.
Right.
Give it thanks. So.
No, and I think, like you said, like it gets us as adults in the right frame of mind going into the holiday season. And it also really helps our children. You know, when you start them out in November, really thinking about other people and getting the focus off of, you know, their wish lists and their, okay, yeah. Christmas is coming. What do I want? Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
It really puts the focus back on other people. And I think that you will find whatever it is that you're seeking out in life. So if you're really promoting service and love and kindness towards other people, that's what your kids are going to start seeing. They're going to realize they've been doing service every day all along.
Yes.
If they just kind of put that word to it. You know? And so I think it's wonderful to bring that word into their vocabulary, even from a really young age, to show them, hey, when you helped your friend up from the playground, when he skinned his knee, you know, during soccer, that was an act of service. Or it can be bigger. It can be more organized. And you can decide as a family really what works for you, like you said.
Well, I think also just sometimes having something in your mind that, like, right now I want to work on this, and it's very present, and you know you're doing it with other people, it can easily change your perspective. So, like, someone, for example, you might see an old lady crossing the street, and normally you might be like, oh, I can't do it right now, I'm busy. But because you're thinking specifically about service, you might recognize that that is an opportunity that I should be helping or doing, you know, but that otherwise not. Because you aren't amazing or kind, you know, you would love to do it. But I think sometimes just being aware helps you to do something.
And hopefully that will start integrating, you know, a new type of habit where you do become more aware of those opportunities. And then you do become more aware of your ability to act upon them.
Absolutely.
I love
Absolutely.
That. And so on the Small Seed that I'm going to link to on the podcast website, there's a couple different printables. There's a visual tracking system that give you ideas for service, a daily service calendar. There's the prints, of course. So there's the big tree. How do we get it blown up? Where should we do that?
So it's super easy to print. It sounds intimidating, but there are instructions when you download it, how to print it. But basically, if you go to Staples and you call it like a large format print, they can print it up to 3 by 4 feet in black and white, and it costs $7.
All right. So you just have to use those words, because I think I did it wrong last year and it was like $20. And I'm like, too late. But that's okay.
Yes.
It was still worth it, Melanie. It's
black and white, large format, and definitely do Staples if you can.
Okay.
Home Depot or
Office Depot or Office Max.
Yeah, office max. Sometimes I charge more, but it should be about $7.
Okay. And then there's also great mini lessons and additional service ideas to really jumpstart your service for this season. And I just want to thank you for putting all this effort into it, because last year it was so wonderful. And, you know, things did get busy sometimes and we didn't get to it every single day. But even if you do it a couple times a week, adding those leaves onto the tree and seeing that grow by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, it's just, oh, it's so wonderful. And to think that you work together as a family, it's a great common goal to work towards.
Yeah. And I even love it. You know, sometimes you can do gratitude trees, which I do love, but I feel like service for me was even more meaningful because it's just like something you did, you achieved this, you know? So it's really fun. It's really special.
Yeah. And you can always use the tree for gratitude tree. If you want.
Do whatever you want. It's a fun little tree.
It's beautiful. Well, you do great work, and I'm just so excited. And hopefully if people are looking for something like this to add into their holiday season, this is just a great resource that I want to make people aware of. So thanks for talking about it and sharing that sweet personal story.
And if they do go to Small Seed, then in December we'll roll out this special thing that we're doing. And that will be even more fun to be joining with this year, because there will be thousands of people doing this service challenge in December.
I love it. This is so amazing. This is a great way to kick off the holidays.
I'm excited. It's the best part, really.
Yes, it totally is. It totally is. Well, thanks, Melanie, for chatting with me tonight. Jessica. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Isn't Melanie so great? So like I said, we're not trying to add one more thing onto your plate, but in the event that you're looking for something like this to add into your holiday traditions, this is a great place with a lot of resources for you to just have a starting place of how to get more service-minded as a family. And like I said, I love that it's a common goal that you work with your kids, with your husband, and you're all on the same team, and you're helping that tree to grow its leaves and just to serve at school, to serve in your neighborhood, at church, within your own family. The opportunities are endless, and we want our kids to be able to see that. We want them to be able to recognize that the small things that they do every day can really make an impact, as well as the larger things that you can organize and, you know, do on a Saturday with your family, picking up trash at a park or, you know, doing things like that, visiting a nursing home. But it can be the small everyday things like making your sister's bed or helping do the dishes or complimenting somebody at school or making them feel better and playing with them. Those go a long way, and to help our kids have language around those types of interactions with their peers or with family, that is what we want to instill in them from a young age. So that's why I love this so much. So if you're interested in doing this, just head over to Extraordinary Moms Podcast, and that way you can get a link to the Small Seed, and you can get all those printables and print them out and just enjoy. And I can't wait to see if you incorporate this in your holidays. Let me know if this works well for you and what you end up doing that's really meaningful this holiday season. So next week, I have a really moving episode. It's with my friend Julie Savage. Julie is a friend from our law school days. Her husband was in school with my husband at the University of Michigan. She was just always so amazing. She was so creative, and she just loved her kids so much. She's a mom of three, and she also has muscular dystrophy. So she's going to share her journey of motherhood and what it's like parenting with a physical disability. There are so many amazing takeaways from this interview. You are going to love getting to know more about her story, and it's just going to really give you a dose of inspiration and perspective that you might be needing in your life today. So I can't wait for you to hear Julie's episode next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3 and look up all the information on anything we talked about on the show at ExtraordinaryMomsPodcast.com. So I'll see you back next Tuesday for another episode with another Extraordinary Mom.